When God says, do not fear, we remember that he is a God who can come to us even in the most difficult circumstance.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Grace Christian Assembly, formerly Germantown Christian Assembly, in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Greetings again to our radio listeners. Fear, the most powerful of human emotions. This evening, we will hear the second part of Dr. Raphael's message taken from verse 10 of the 41st chapter of Isaiah, where we find five foundational principles of faith that overcome the paralyzing power of fear available to every believer through faith in the risen and glorified Savior. Here again is Dr. Thomas with the conclusion of Fear Not.
Fear is the dark room where negatives are developed, says Warren W. Wiersbe. God doesn't always remove the darkness. He doesn't always eliminate the storm, but he steps into it with us. When God says, I am with thee, he's not promising a problem-free life. He's promising a presence-filled life. Peace is not necessarily the absence of trouble. It is the awareness of his presence. God may not change your environment immediately, but his presence changes your experiences instantly. You don't need a different situation. You need a deeper awareness that God is in the room. When God says, do not fear, we remember that he is a God who can come to us even in the most difficult circumstance. It was in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, heated 7 times hotter, that the fourth man appeared in the fire. And God may be allowing you to go through the fire because he wants to manifest his presence and his power in tremendous ways. Do not fear. Just remember, God is present. But the text gives us another reason not to fear. Because of God's possession. He says, I am your God. Now, this demonstrates a relationship that we have with God. Israel was chosen to share a special relationship with God. They were a covenant people. We are a people of the new covenant. We belong to him and he belongs to us, the songwriter says, not just for time, but for all eternity. When we can say, he is my God, we can know that God will act on our behalf. He is not just God. He is not somebody else's God. He is my God. Can you claim him today as your God? Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And today, if you can really claim him as Father, you will have to be able to declare yourself as a child. The Bible tells us, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. All of us belong to God by creation, but only some of us belong to God by redemption. Today, God wants to put you in a position where you can say, I am twice his. He made me and he bought me with his blood. Because all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. But God laid on Jesus Christ the iniquity of us all so that he can reclaim us. He can buy us back from the beggarly elements of sin. He can buy us back from the slave market of sin. Do you have that special relationship with the God of heaven where you can say, I am his and he is mine? Today, if you cannot say that you belong to Jesus, that you belong to the God who created heaven and earth, you can accept him as your personal savior and be born into the family of God. Fear not, for I am your God. I belong to you. This is covenant language. He claims you, he covers you, and he commits himself to you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. If God owns you, fear can't overrule you. Fear not, for I am with thee, the presence of God. Fear not, for I am your God. We are God's possession. But then the text goes on, fear not, I will strengthen you. You see, sometimes we feel that we have no strength. But our God is a God of all power. Fear not because of God's power. The prophet asked the question, is there anything too hard for me? God is asking the question, is there anything that I cannot handle? One old song says, if he carries the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know my brother, I know my sister, he can carry you. He says, I will strengthen you. I will give you the strength that you need. No wonder the Apostle Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, even when we are weak, his strength is made perfect in our weakness, because God can manifest his power in what seems like the weakest of circumstances. Because when God does that, he is glorified. God is able to supply supernatural strength for natural weaknesses. Strength is not summoned, it is supplied. He gives strength to those who are weak and to those who feel like they cannot make it. Today, you may be in a situation of weakness, but God promises the strength that you need. For God is our refuge and strength, a present help in times of trouble. And that takes us to the fourth one, God's provision. He says, I will help you. You see, when you run out of strength or resources, God runs in. This is now time for God to be glorified. He says, I will help you. I remember in Jamaica, I heard a song which says, run to my brother to give me some help. See him a run come for some for himself. Translation. I ran to my brother to give me some help. I see him running to come for some help for himself. So we may look to friends and family for help. But there are times when the help that we need cannot be supplied from friends or family or any other human being. Sometimes the strength that we need, the help that we need, can only come from God. No wonder the psalmist says, I will look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And when you have somebody who is the creator of heaven and earth, and you can go to them for help, it makes a difference. God promises that he will send help from Zion. If there is somebody who is in need of help today, the helpline to heaven is open. You can dial at any time. You can call unto him, for he says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. And I'm going to show you some things that you never knew before. I'm going to do some miracles in your life, all because you ask. And James tells us, we have not because we ask not. And so as we face this upcoming summer fest, we're going to ask God for some things, because God is able to do more than we can ask or think. Stay with us after the service and let us call unto God and ask him to do something in Philadelphia that will even change the course of this city. Have you been watching the news recently? There is need for divine help. There is need for divine intervention. And the help desk is available. Hebrews 4:16 tells us, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Help is available. But just because it is available and accessible doesn't mean that it is appropriated. You have to come and ask, and you will receive. So we see his provision. God is not passive. He participates in your struggle. He comes and he provides the help that you need. And he provides what you need exactly when you need it. Jesus says we are to pray, give us this day our daily bread. But some of us like to pray, give us next week bread and the following week bread right now. But as we walk by faith and trust God, we find that our God is always on time. And finally, fear not because of God's preservation. I will uphold you. And the text emphasizes it. He says, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, God is not like a human person with hands and feet and ears and eyes. But this is a form of expressing what God can do, to liken it to persons. The big word they use is anthropomorphism. It just means that you make God like a person so that you can communicate. So the communication there is that God is so strong that he will uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness, or the righteous right hand. Because he is God, I guess his left hand is just as strong as his right hand. But in our understanding, right hand represents strength and power. I know some people are ambidextrous. You can use your left hand or your right hand the same way. I am not ambidextrous. If anything, I might be ambiguous. But God, the text is helping us to understand, is so strong that when he helps you, when he upholds you, you don't have to worry, because he upholds you with the right hand of his righteousness. God will sustain you when you feel like sinking. His right hand speaks of authority and reliability. When you cannot hold yourself together, or you cannot hold on any longer, God upholds you. He will preserve you. He will watch over your going out and your coming in. He is the one who keeps Israel, the Bible tells us. And he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. He will not allow your foot to slip. He will hold you up when you cannot hold yourself. And the Bible tells us, do not fear. Today, let us ask God to eliminate out of our lives those spaces that fear abide. And it is not just because we want to feel fear, but it is a real experience. I remember one night, Velda and I took a flight from New York to go to Jamaica. And we had so much turbulence, people were passing out. One man began to sing, I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. Velda held on so tight to me, I thought my hand was going to burst. But it was such a scary experience. But God spared us through that. But the next time I took a flight, and as there was a little shaking, I got terrified. And I got a sense of what some people experience when they go through what is called post-traumatic stress disorder. Something has happened. It has reconfigured your reality in such a way that you become fearful. You did not choose to become fearful. But because of what you have been through, it triggers off something in you. Today we want to ask God to cause his perfect love to cast out all fear. One of the main tools that the enemy uses to keep us from stepping out into faith and experiencing what God would have us experience is fear. Sometimes we are afraid to act in God's name, to carry out God's will. Fear of what others might think, fear of opposition, fear of failure. Some people even are fearful to own Jesus in certain contexts. The Bible tells us if we are ashamed to own him now, on that day when he comes with the angels in glory, he will be ashamed to own us. May God remove every fear, every hindrance. Fear loses its grip when faith grips God's promises. Take a grip, my brother. Take a grip, my sister, on God's promises and step out in faith, believing that our God is still a miracle working God. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27:1. And 1 John 4:18 tells us, perfect love casts out fear. Let's bow for prayer. God may want to lift us up to another level of fulfilling destiny. May we not be cheated out of that because of fear. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your reminder to us today. Fear not. Do not be dismayed, because you're the God who is always present. You're the God who is always powerful. You're the God who always provides. You are the God who always preserves. You are the God who protects. You are the God who owns us. And so we yield ourselves to you again. We ask that you will heal us of anything that causes us to doubt or to fear. And we pray that you will give us holy boldness, because this is one of the reasons why the Spirit comes, to give us boldness to testify of Jesus. Increase our capacity to testify. Give us a new dose of boldness. And may your name be glorified in us as individuals and in us collectively as a church. And that we are careful to give you all the honor and the glory and the praise for your name's sake. Amen.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
This July, as America celebrates its 250th anniversary, join us for the Mount Pleasant Avenue Summerfest, a special time of Christian music, fun, and fellowship for the whole family. Summerfest begins Friday, July 10th at 7 p.m. with a youth-focused praise service at Grace Christian Assembly Sanctuary. The main outdoor event continues on Saturday, July 11th from noon to evening. The city will close the 600 block of East Mount Pleasant Avenue, and a large tent will feature local and national gospel singers, a Christian magician, and powerful testimonies of God's amazing grace and transforming power. Families will also enjoy a bounce house, health tent, information tents, and 4 food trucks with food for purchase. Pray for God to use this outreach to save many lives. Plan to join us. For information or to partner with us, call 215-242-5550. Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ, or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-242-5550 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for online worship this Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. at livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. It would be a pleasure to have you as part of our online audience. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.